with SRN Sports. I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, the Miami Heat register a comeback win over the Orlando Magic.
Tyler Herro's 18-footer with 5/10 of a second left sealed the Heat's 89-88 win over the Magic. Herro finished the game with 20 points on 8 of 17 shooting as Miami overcame a 17-point second-half deficit.
It felt good just to get the win. You know, we felt sick to our stomachs after that last game. Really giving up that lead. So just coming back in this building not even a week later and getting a win is very gratifying.
Alec Burks needed just 5 field goal attempts to score 17 points off the bench for the Heat. He made 3 3-pointers and connected on 6 of 7 free throws, while Jaime Jaquez Jr. chipped in 15 points. Jalen Suggs led the Magic with 29 points, but he finished with 7 turnovers, part of a 21-turnover night for Orlando. I'm Adam Spillane.
This is SRN Sports. Sticking with the NBA, other winners included Memphis, Oklahoma City, Washington, Atlanta, Houston, Detroit, Brooklyn, and Portland. In the NFL, it was the Seattle Seahawks outkicking the Chicago Bears 6-3 in the Windy City in a battle of place kickers. Correspondent David Schuster sums up the Seahawks' playoff chances.
The Seahawks are still alive for a playoff spot, but it's still an uphill battle. Seattle needs the Rams to lose to Arizona this weekend and then beat LA on the season's final weekend. A wild card spot is out of the question. That final regular season game is in LA, and in their first matchup played earlier in Seattle, the Rams prevailed by a 26-20 score.
In college football, Dylan Edwards ran for 196 yards and scored his third touchdown on a 36-yard run in the fourth quarter, helping Kansas State rally past Rutgers 44-41 in the Rate Bowl in Phoenix. This is SRN Sports.